First item of, is the approval of the agenda, so everybody's got an agenda packet in front of them. And if there's no changes, then I need a motion to approve.
Just a cosmetic one, I think it says, it said March, at least in my copy, did up top, instead of May.
It's been corrected.
Oh, I'm sorry, my bad.
You're talking about the minutes, is that for the minutes?
Yeah, but it's been corrected, my bad.
Okay, all right, with, for the agenda though, can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve.
And a second? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And the minutes are also in your package, and if there's any changes to the minutes, we can take those now. If there's no, we'll need a motion to approve them? And a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And then I'll turn it over to Todd, who can pick it up with item four.
All right, I'm top one right on deck, huh? Well, today is your last airport committee meeting, right, Tim?
Pretty sure, yep.
Unless you come back or decide to be a glutton for punishment, we ask you to come back. I thought it was appropriate that we recognize Jim tonight. Jim's been with the county for 12 years?
14.
14?
12 is the airport manager.
Okay, 14 years with us, and is flying on to bluer skies at the end of this month, which is in a few weeks, right? And, you know, when he came in, at least to the airport management, I wasn't here as the administrator, but I've heard plenty of stories about the way things were being run, and you know, we were being run well, but we had room for improvement. And in that time frame, Jim has certainly raised the game and put the airport on the map, so to speak, and including through a rebranding and marketing and renaming process that spurred out of conversations from this committee, which, unless you speak to Councilman Wilson, everyone seems to agree that it's been a great success. But beyond that, you've been a great asset for the county, for the airport, for this committee, and administering millions of dollars worth of grant work, improvements that we can see taking place right now with Taxiway D and the 500-foot extension, all environmental assessments, all the tenant work, all the contracts. There's a lot that goes on to being the airport manager beyond just the day-to-day point of contact with the FBO. And all the folks that come in, and you're the face of Sussex County and Delaware Coastal. So on behalf of myself as the administrator of the county council, we'll have a county council recognition too, but it was appropriate tonight at this committee to recognize Jim for your services for the airport. Thank you.
Thank you.
For all that you've done.
Thanks.
Speech.
No, I do want to thank the committee for the hard work it's put in. We had some bumpy moments in the beginning, I'll admit to that, but I think things smoothed out, and things that have come out of the committee have been a great benefit to the airport. So appreciate everybody's support.
Thanks, Jim. Should I segue into five?
Go right ahead.
Unless anyone else wants to say a few words about the retiring airport manager. I'm just the spokesman, but...
You move on to five. Go
ahead. For the committee, we will have recognition of Jim's retirement during a future county council meeting. If anyone so chooses, we'll make sure we get the word out. We have glutton for punishment for retiring employees to come forward in front of county council. You can mention Councilman Wilson. Your name, and there's all your...
I was going to wear my shirt with
that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, your hat, everything.
All right, with that, we'll segue into the introduction of our new airport manager. I think most of you have already seen or spoken to or have been introduced to Eric Littleton. Eric's been on the job for a few days, weeks now, shadowing Jim and hanging out at the terminal building and really hit the ground running. Eric comes from Wallops and had a few hats that he wore down there. Do you want to tell, for the benefit of the committee that hasn't met you, give a few...
All that press that went out?
Yeah, all that information. You want to give your one-minute resume?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Air Force veteran, many moons ago, did 4 years, got out, and then
started working at NASA in 05, 06. Worked down there for about 14 years as air traffic controller for 5 years, airport operations officer and assistant airport manager on the Wallops side, the main base airport. A surveillance and recovery director for all the launches, both sounding rocket launches and ISS launches. We also went to the moon on one launch. So I was responsible for all the surveillance of offshore hazard areas and aviation and maritime. Got to go to Hawaii and Poker Flats, Alaska on different missions for rockets as well. And then my last 2 years down there was with a contractor company through the Commonwealth of Virginia managing their UAS runway. So they have a purpose-built 3,000 feet long by 75 foot wide drone UAV runway on the island. So we managed that and set that up, wrote all the operations, all the con ops. Didn't really have to deal with FAA because we were in restricted airspace, and so it was kind of a wild, wild west. But that was my last 2 years of dealing with the FAA as far as UAS integration into the NAS and special use airspace and operating UAVs, and it's been a fun. And this happenstance, Jim finally decided to retire, which I've been, you know, pricking on the doll for
a couple.
Been waiting for him to do that. And I actually never thought about this place. And I came here about 3 years ago. My ex-brother-in-law flies for Flight Options, which is one of the fractionals they fly, you know, timeshare jets. And his customer that 10 days that he was on came into here. So I came out, didn't stop and talk to anyone, just saw him on the ramp. I probably saw your folks when I walked through the terminal and the FBO, and thought, this is cool. And it's 15 miles from my house, and I've never been out here. I'm not an aviator. I'm an air traffic controller. I'm a certificated UAS remote operator. So some people like to say it's a pilot, it's not a pilot. So I can do that as well. But anyway, I fell in love with the place, and then when it came open, started pursuing it, and timing worked out, and everything clicked, and here I am. Pretty excited to be here. The GA world is new to me and hard to swallow at times. Jim's helping me get over some of my anxieties with general aviation and uncontrolled airports and all that good stuff. Where I come from a controlled environment. I'm an air traffic controller by trade, so I tell you what to do, you do what I say, and here it doesn't go that way. So I'm learning that pilots are good people and they know what they're doing. Just keep them in crayons and they'll stay happy.
I've got the bottle of Xanax ready for wings and wheels. So
I pull the blinds on our office windows. He likes to look out. I can't look out, so we pull the blinds and just stare at my computer screen for 7 hours a day. And it's fun, Todd. I swear it's fun. But I'm happy to be here, and I look forward to it.
We're lucky to have Eric, native Sussex County, lives over by Bridgeville.
Sure, yep.
Really shorten his commute up, so
71 miles to 16 miles. Yes, that's very good.
I'm not saying he's ready for me to leave, but he did tell me how many days I had left the other day. I'm not sure what that meant.
If you've been in their office, it looks like two college roommates.
It does.
Their computers next to each other. And,
Jim had a very comfortable office, and then they brought in like an IKEA dorm room desk for me, so I've been sitting there for 2 months. It's great, but I haven't even sat in your chair yet. I've told him that the other day. I haven't sat there yet. But he's off tomorrow and Friday, so that may happen.
Well, good luck, Eric.
Yes.
And you'll have the joy of participating in this committee meeting. And
sure enough.
As long as we have the right chairman, we'll get done in an hour or less, and we'll keep moving.
We're going to keep Garrett right there.
Thanks, Garrett.
All right. Well, why don't we keep moving on, and we'll go to item six, and that's Jim's wildlife management update.
This is what I'm going to miss the most. Wildlife management update. I don't have a whole lot. I'm going to turn it over to Eric here in a second, but we did see, I think it was four deer the other day. Eric chased them around and did see how they were getting in and out. So that gave us a chance to fix that after they got out. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, they're gone.
No other big wildlife management issues, but I'll turn it over to Eric. He's got some pretty good ideas and bought some stuff. So.
Yeah, the county purchased us. So we have some pyros. I was sending an email out either tomorrow or Friday to the tenants and also the neighboring folks around the airport so they don't think that we're coming under attack when they hear pops and bangs and screamers going off. So we'll have that available to the GA community as well as, you know, business class jets coming in. The FBO can ring us up we can go out. And when I first got here, we were chasing geese with a truck across, you know, the infield area, and I just felt that was not as productive as using pyrotechnics, which I was trained in at Wallops. So we purchased a launcher, which is a starter pistol. It has starter caps in it, and then in the end of it is a pyrotechnics. And some of them go boom, and some of them scream. So we can chase geese off. We have a huge vulture problem around the airport that I found, and they're roosting in a lot that we're actually about to clear. So that's a good thing over by the propanes. The propane folks, and I'm also dealing with the Wallops USDA folks about some plans forward. We used effigies down there. I don't have a depredation permit here, so I'm going to look into things like that, and if we can hang some effigies and help with the wildlife, then we'll do that moving forward. So I have some ideas. I'd like to write, and you'll all see it, a wildlife management plan that involves, you know, grass height and different places for them to hide, obviously the fence line. We just want to make it as uncomfortable as possible for wildlife to be here. So that's what we'll do moving forward.
Okay, any questions for Jim or Eric? All right, hearing none, we'll go to item 7, which is the airport update. It's also Jim's item.
Okay, we'll run down the list real quick. Instrument approaches, we just checked this morning. We're still on track for next May for approaches to 10 and 2-8. Still not sure exactly what kind. It'll be probably LNAV approach, GPS, both GPS approaches, May of next year. Taxiway D, all that work you see going on out there. They've got the taxiway pretty much all the base put in. The 1028 is closed this week and next week. So they can make the tie-ins in the safety area. They haven't been able to work in the safety area next to the runway all summer. So they'll close the runway to do that. They'll put all that stone in. Next week, they'll be back out to do the paving. And the paving should be done next week. There's some follow-on work with electrical, seating and mulching, striping and stuff. The project will carry over a little bit into November, and then it'll be done. There are some taxiway name changes that are coming with the project. Taxiway C that goes over to Aloft, that's going to be M. M, which is a little taxiway, nobody probably knows even where that is right now, but that becomes C. And then we add not only D, but D1, D2, D3 for the connectors. So that's coming along. Taxiway A lighting, that's been completed since the last meeting. We now have all LED lights on taxiway A, which is the main taxiway, this side of the runway. And we added taxiway lights to the hangar side of the north end of taxiway A, where we'd never had taxiway lights before. So we've got the full row of LED lights. And I understand they're all pretty bright, and everybody's happy. So. The ASOS equipment, this was actually one of the things I wanted to get done when I first started. The terminal building was actually built to house, the little room in the back was built to house the ASOS equipment that the FAA maintains. For some reason, that kind of dragged on. Rick Garner took this project on, and all that equipment that was in the old terminal building is now in the back room there in the terminal building. The only thing that's changed is the phone number. If you're going to call in, it's now 855-1052. 855-1052. We've talked to them. We had anybody involved with ASOS here, the FAA, the Weather Service, and a bunch of other people. And I think we talked to them about trying to get rid of that woman's voice that's on the ASOS message. And I'm not sure if that's going to happen or not, but
top of my list, Jim.
The ASOS was down this weekend.
Was it? I saw he was out.
Everything was missing, put it that way.
Missing. He was out here the other day. I saw him working on it. So.
I actually like the woman's voice on there. Because it's the only one that has the woman's voice, and then the male voice gives the rundown. Yeah. You know you got the right airport. You know what I mean?
Okay. In the business park, the Baltimore Avenue extension from the old part of the park through across the railroad tracks into the new part has been completed. There's still some punch list items, but the road's open. Thankfully, in time for the Balloon Festival a couple weeks ago, which we'll get into, but that's now complete. I guess we're having some problems with speeders that we're trying to address. So Eric will get a chance to take care of that. Did you want to say anything about Baltimore Avenue? And that's your
We had a tenant reach out to us this week because I reached out to him to ask him to make sure that his employees are aware that Baltimore Avenue is now open. Baltimore Avenue, New Baltimore Avenue, is Atlantis into what we commonly refer to as Four Points or Five Points there inside, where Five Points meets Sussex, Nanticoke, and the other avenue. It's now connected, open for business. Anyone can use it. DelDOT, which I just came from the DelDOT meeting for their road improvements, and phase two of Park Avenue, it goes in front of the fire school as well as the Atlantis entrance, so Baltimore Avenue and Nanticoke. And when that goes through in probably 4 years, we'll have nice turning lanes out on Park Avenue, but we won't have those until then. So we've just got to be mindful of that traffic flow. I think the new Baltimore Avenue, because it's new, because it's nice, and because it's convenient, people are going to use that quite often. You've probably seen dirt moving in and around the Atlantis building. We've got two or three new tenants that will be occupying space in the new business park. So just by the nature of growth, we're going to have more cars using Baltimore Avenue. There is plans to improve from a ditch in, sort of widen and create more, I guess, movement improvements, but we're kind of limited. It's a non-state road design road, so it's you know, sort of the old school 20-foot wide road. So we're probably going to make it a little wider, but that's it. And then we have plans to improve that five-point intersection I'm talking about. So when you're coming in either direction, you
it's
have
gonna be a roundabout.
Traffic flow.
Roundabout? Is that what it is?
Sort of not really a roundabout. There's a big tax ditch in a limited area, but we are going to try to make the movement a little more improved. Because we do get a lot of trucks that come in and out, and then you've got the employees that come in. But they got this nice blacktop room that's sort of like Richmond Speedway right now, the way they're zipping around the corner. So you got to be careful of that. I hate speed bumps. I don't want to put speed bumps in, but we may have to.
Signs are ordered. They should be up hopefully next week.
This is a little bit off topic, but so you're talking about roads and things. The intersection of Airport Road and Route 9. That starts, is that sometime in 2020? Is that,
is Airport Road Route 9 at SCORE?
No,
at
the SAS.
Airport
Cheer.
Road.
Okay.
Yeah.
Airport Road,
yes. Cheer, yeah, which
at, is. In 2020.
Like spring, fall, or do you have any?
Don't think it's this spring of 2020. I think it's the following.
I think so too.
Don't quote me on that.
Following me 2021?
Yeah, I don't think it's next year.
I'm just more for informational purposes. And
yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be happy to find out.
Well, I go to that intersection a couple times a day, and it's, you know, as probably many people do here. So.
The last I heard, they went from signalized to roundabout. It was signalized, roundabout, or excuse me, roundabout, signalized, now it's back to roundabout design.
Okay.
So I don't know how they're going to do that, but that's what I heard.
That's okay. Going to be dizzy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of traffic for a roundabout.
Okay. So is there anything else from us you want to cover? All right.
Yeah. The master plan update is underway. We had our kickoff meeting with the consultant, McFarland Johnson, who's busily working behind the scenes. There's been a lot of survey work that's been done. They're doing our TAF, the terminal area forecast, which is not the weather one, it's the operations one. That is underway. Eventually there will be a stakeholders committee involved, which will probably involve somebody from this committee and others. And then there'll also be public meetings at some point. They're also doing, as part of this, an obstruction survey to resurvey all the trees and buildings and stuff around the airport so we can keep improving the instrument approaches. And another part of this, which is not really part of the master plan, but came out of our FAA inspection, is a pavement management plan, where they'll inspect all the pavement and, you know, come up with a plan for maintaining those. I skipped over the land use inspection. I think we had a meeting since then, but it was May 8th. FAA came down, looked at all of our leases, see how we're doing with against our grant assurances, and found some issues, mostly with the leases, but also things like buildings that weren't on our airport layout plans, as minor things. So Eric's in the process of responding to all of that. We had to do some appraisals for property at the airport, and then things like the land where Mrs. Pepper's house used to be that we now contract out for a farmer, that we hadn't gotten that release from aeronautical activity. So we're going through that process of getting it released as a concurrent use. And then we'll also be requesting a land use release or a change of use release for all the property on this side of Rudder Lane. So that's going to keep Eric busy for probably the rest of the year. And then finally, we've been talking about the old terminal building that we put out an RFP for somebody to demolish that and put up at least a 20,000 square foot hangar. We did have only one bid on that, and that was Shell Brothers was the bid. So in the process of doing all this, on Tuesday we'll go to council to release Garrett from his lease for the building and write a new lease with Shell Aviation, which will be the tenant. Right now they're looking at about a 26,000 square foot hangar in that area, which is going to be quite the facility. So keep an eye on that. And that's all I got.
Timeline on that?
They're kind of in a hurry to get things done. We've given a little more time in the lease. Just you know, as a legal matter, that, you know, they're still designing the building and that kind of thing. Like I said, they're in a hurry, and so are we, and so is Garrett.
Okay. Any questions for Jim or Eric on the airport update?
I have an update.
Update to
the
your update.
Question. US 9 Sand Hill Road and Airport Road is slated for construction summer of 2020. It's a signalized intersection. However, down to the new Cheer intersection, down Sand Hill Road, will be a roundabout. Because Cheer is going to lose their existing entrance into the big parking lot, they're going to slide it further north or northeast and create a roundabout
there for Cheer.
For Cheer.
Which is the Sand Hill traffic down there. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think there's design for that farm across from Cheer, which mm-hmm. that roundabout could also serve at future construction.
Yeah, that's the one that always had the sign out of, or used to have
it was
a sign
supposed
of,
to be a Food Lion.
Yeah. Supermarket and shopping center.
Yeah, they had drainage issues.
Summer construction.
Can we request a return on red? That is a pain in the butt.
Some people do it anyway.
Nobody obey post laws.
Okay, no other questions for Jim or Eric. We'll move to item 8, and that's also Jim's topic.
Also me. The two special events, one that we already had, one that's coming up. The Balloon Festival, which was held here September 14th and 15th, everything was on the other side of the airport. This was put on by the Sussex Academy Foundation as a fundraiser. It's their first one. There was a lot of planning that went into it. And they ended up with a lot more people than what was expected. We had allowed parking pretty much throughout the industrial park, including the truck driving range, the big Aloft parking lot, and they ran out of parking spaces. It was a 2-day event. They were supposed to launch twice on once on Saturday, twice on Sunday. The balloons didn't inflate at all on Saturday because of the winds. A lot of unhappy people, but they just didn't understand how balloons work. A lot of comments from people about when are the balloons going to fly in? You know, and if they do fly, are they coming back here? You know, I think a lot of people expected to show up and see balloons inflated and flying around, and that didn't happen. But that was probably the biggest complaint. They're still deciding whether to continue this next year or not, based on you know, their debrief. But Sunday they got off in the morning at 6 o'clock. Everybody was happy with that, and then 6 o'clock at night. If you were around for that, it was pretty amazing. You know, clear blue skies and the filled with balloons, so it was pretty good. And then Wings and Wheels coming up October 4th and 5th. I'm going to let Linda briefly tell us all about that, because that's hers.
Briefly.
It's hard to talk about briefly. Am I up now?
You have the floor.
Okay. Well, we're a week and a half away, and everything's been coming together very well. We found out yesterday, we're lucky enough to be able to use the field next to Sussex Academy for parking. So Gus is going to help us, you know, get that together, so that will allow us a lot more parking than we've had before. So we're excited about that. Thanks to the county, we have some additional funds available for fuel, and so we've got a couple of aircraft that are coming in that we haven't had before. One of them is a jet provost that was used by the RAF from 1944 to 1993. We're not paying for the fuel. Thanks to Gus and Ezra, we're providing fuel for that aircraft to come in. There's a flyover scheduled for 11:15 on Saturday. And there's about 10 planes that are going to be in that. And one of the coordinator of that said that they like coming here because we do provide some fuel for the aircraft. So that was a really good thing. That's going to be a mixture of T-34s, Epsilons, and RVs, and possible a couple of T-6s. And they will do the flyover, and then they're coming in. They're going to stay with us. They're going to be part of the flower bombing competition that we have in the afternoon. So they're looking forward to that. Kids activities, we changed that up a little bit. We've always had the Boys and Girls Club do the kids activities. We invited First State Skate Supply, which is a skateboarding company that did some demonstrations for the Boys and Girls Club here in Georgetown over the summer. They're very excited, so they will be with us all day long, and they'll be stationed where the Boys and Girls Club activities are gonna be. We're gonna put them in the terminal parking lot. And First Aid Skate will be there to do skateboard demonstrations and show the kids how to skateboard and go through all that. So we're excited about that. The Naval Academy parachute team is coming in again. I'm excited about this because their jumper that is going to jump during the national anthem is a woman. So I'm excited to see that happen. And they have new uniforms, and they're excited about being here. But they're going to come in on, they normally come in on Friday night, but they have a training session on Friday, so they're going to come in on Saturday for us, and they'll jump periodically during the day. Other than that, we have on Friday morning, our Pathways to Aviation program, we're going to have about 45 kids in it, and we've got our special guest this year is Brigadier General and Tuskegee Airman Charlie McGee. He's 99 years old. He's coming in on Thursday night, and the Brick Hotel's putting him up. He is driving by himself.
Drives himself.
He's driving himself.
From D.C.
And he's very excited about being here. He's looking at. he's part of. Huh?
He said he wants to live that long.
I know. It's like that old stock, you know, the Dick Cole and Charlie McGee. But he's going to be part of our Pathways program on Friday morning to talk to these kids. We're going to do the kids in two groups and have one group go down to the DSP aviation hangar and spend some time with them. And then we'll have the other half of the group go through our vendors, and then we'll switch them. So we are very excited about that as well. And let's see, Friday night we have our Kathy Martin and the Hot Rods, but it's Kathy Martin's tribute to Woodstock. So bell bottoms and flowers and all that kind of stuff. But we have a buffet dinner set up for that, so we have tickets on sale for that. Saturday is free admission. You just pay to park, which is $5. And we have a number of food vendors and a number of craft vendors that are going to be out there. So we will take over things and you know, make sure that we showcase the airport like we always do. And people will have, we've gotten a lot of buzz from it. We put on our Facebook page, Comcast did a commercial for us to run, and we put that commercial on our Facebook page, and it's gotten extremely high visibility and a lot of shares. It's a really well done commercial, and so we're excited to see what we're going to bring. I know they always tell me stop looking at the weather this far out, but so far it looks good. Knock on wood. But we're excited to host, and Glass Onion is our band for Saturday afternoon, so everything is coming along.
Okay, any questions about Wings and Wheels? All right, hearing none, item 9 is the public comments section, and we have any comments from the public? Go ahead, Jerry, you have the floor.
For those who don't know me, I'm Jerry Wingate. I sit here in the public. I know everybody here. I'll keep it short and sweet. My wife says I talk too much. Jim, thank you for your service in the public. I've heard nothing but good comments from people that I've talked to about you leaving, and welcome.
Thanks, sir.
And you've got big shoes to fill. And I've noticed that Jim's shoes are bigger than yours.
He's got size for
size 13. I like to brag.
Jim, clean air, no ice on the wings, but
thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jerry. That was very nice. Very appropriate. Anybody else? Okay. Then we just need to set our next meeting date. And we have some conflicts with this room. Normally, we meet on the fourth Wednesday of the month. And the fourth Wednesday of... And we meet every other month. I guess everybody here knows the schedule. Well, Eric does. We normally meet every other month on the fourth Wednesday. The fourth Wednesday of November is the night before Thanksgiving, so we probably need to push it back a week or two, but the room is occupied for those couple of weeks before that. November 6th would be the first, or probably the only Wednesday in November that's available.
November 6th.
So does anybody have any opposition or
so you pushed it up instead of back?
Well, we get into December.
Yeah.
And then we sometimes don't make quorum because we lose people for the holidays. So
I have a conflict. I have a finance meeting
for the 6th.
But if you have a quorum, no problem there.
Well, the only other time we could do it would be December, in the first week of December, and
I'd say go ahead with that.
All right, we'll go and schedule for November 6th. We do not need a motion for that, Gus, but okay. We'll plan for November 6th. Get the emails from Susan. We do need a motion to adjourn.
Mm-hmm.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor? All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Garrett.
Thank you, Garrett.